Hey, it's Kathy. I'm just hopping in real quick to tell you that the doors are closing to the Abundance Method program today. That's right. May 16th, 4 o'clock Pacific time, we close the doors to this program. And I'm so excited to watch you change your life. I'm so excited to see what happens when you tap into the energy that is within you and you start to attract so much into your life, and there's incredible synchronicity, and you start to perceive what was always here in plain sight, and that which was hidden becomes revealed. If you want to join us, you can go to kathyhiller.com/join. And remember, those of you who sign up for the Platinum, you get the retreat included. It's going to be an incredible retreat. It's a 3-day experience. You can choose between July or October, and the July is definitely filling up. So come on in and join us. Again, the doors close at 4 o'clock Pacific today. You can sign up at kathyhiller.com/join. I cannot wait to spend 12 weeks with you and watch you become a master at manifesting the most gorgeous experiences and opportunities and abundance into your life. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
Sometimes we can't catch our breath. We just like keep learning the next thing and we're moving so fast that we just feel overwhelmed. And it's like anything you're learning, whether you're learning Japanese or you're learning to play the piano, everything that we learn that we actually gain mastery over, it comes through repetition. And that's how we learn the ABCs. That's how we learn anything. And every time we reapproach something, like week one, you know, you were just energetically even approaching this so differently than you are now. There's more bandwidth. There's a little bit more ease. You're starting to learn this language and it's not as overwhelming. And so it's good to go back, because when we're in overwhelm energetically, there's stuff that we just don't even take in because we can't handle so much at one time. And so then we go back and we're like, oh, now I can kind of integrate these other parts and these other pieces. So the beautiful thing I will say, and we said this to you at the very start, is that the majority of people who have ever started a podcast have not recorded more than 7 episodes. And so if you record episode 8, 9, 10, and 11, you are way ahead of the game. Most people do that with everything. They just say, I'm going to try to do this, but they're not really committed to doing it. And when you're just like, I am doing this podcast, it becomes a fait accompli. Like eventually you might pivot. You might slightly change what the format of the show is. You might slightly change the name of the show. You might change the artwork of the show. And it doesn't matter, because just like any great inventor, you're in process. Last night I was at the Jim Henson Company for a philanthropy, for an evening, a dinner, a fundraiser. And we were talking about just this incredible human being, Jim Henson, who truly left the world a little bit better than how he found it. And Kermit was a sock. It was a sock on his hand. And it became one of the most extraordinary empires. It led to Sesame Street. It led to all the Muppet movies. It led to the song Rainbow Connection. It led to so much. In fact, if you guys maybe know this trivia or not, but when they tried to sell the Muppet Show, the original Muppet Show, they went to every single network in the US and every network said no, and emphatically said, adults will not watch Muppets in primetime. That will never happen. That is absolutely ludicrous. And so he wound up selling it in the UK, and it did so well there that it wound up coming over to the US, and it was such a hit. You know, everybody was on the Muppet Show, Joan Rivers and Gregory Hines. But imagine if he had been sitting there with this little sock on his hand. And the truth is, this is also, you might not know, it took him 27 years to sell Sesame Street. They also didn't think kids would actually benefit or understand it or appreciate it at all. So he was persistent. And eventually, you know, my daughters, each of my daughters had their own obsession their own phase of being obsessed with Elmo, like each of my kids. And we actually met the guy who plays Elmo a few times at Lisa Henson's Christmas parties. We've met a lot of the characters from the Henson staff, even Frank Oz, who played Ernie and Miss Piggy. But you guys, my point is very clear. This was about being committed. This was about saying, this is just what I'm doing. This is just what is. And I will be willing to give myself the grace to iterate and to keep enhancing it and to keep playing with it. And because it's coming from such a clear intention, it will have the effect that it needs to have. And a lot of people think that there is something called cause and effect and that cause creates the effect. It's the intention that creates the effect. There are so many people. I remember my friend James Wedmore, somebody said to him, so what should I do to build an audience? Should I use YouTube? Should I use email? Should I use Instagram? Should I use, I don't think TikTok was a thing when he was asked this question. And he said, you could use any of those, right? It's what's in it. It's what's in that podcast. It's what's in that email. It's what's on that YouTube video, right? It's not podcasting. It's not the medium of it that is like, oh, because you're recording your voice, right? It's just that makes it so much more superior to creating something on YouTube. There definitely is an advantage to being in podcasting because there are so fewer podcasts than there are YouTube videos. That's true. That is a fact. But what's in it? What's the energy? What's the vibration? Who are you? Who are you speaking to? And how are you calling people forward? Are you talking to people where they really want to be spoken to in their soul? Or are you talking to people's egos because you're really wanting to be liked and you're really working so hard to prove yourself and to energetically keep holding what's not yours to hold? Because when you come from a place of a higher self, of a place where you're just here generously pouring this out, because this is really just you being just committed to your own alignment, it's amazing how people will lean in. And I think that is the thing with Jim Henson and these puppets. He wasn't thinking about what people need to think about him and making sure they like him and they get it. He was really connected to something magical that he felt was reverberating through all of these characters, and that intention and that higher consciousness and that goodness that he was just so committed to, regardless of what people said for 27 years, it eventually left a major legacy.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.